This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Daily Item of Lynn sports editor Joey Barrett. And Joey, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be here, Bill. Good morning.
All right, so here we are talking after you guys have completed your fall sports all-star selections. They had a pullout section in the item last week, I believe it was, and at presentations and so on. So, Joey, just give our listeners a bit of the highlights. This is for all sports, all fall high school sports. So what are some of the highlights from the all-stars from the item this year?
Absolutely. So last Wednesday, we had an insert packet with all of the all-stars across all eight fall sports with coaches of the year, but we saved players of the year and a few different surprises for the all-star ceremony in Lynn that Thursday. I was at the Lynn Museum, and the big highlight of the night was the first ever Buzzy Barton Award, which the consummate team player. So we had two of his good friends, former item sports and news editor Paul Halloran and former firefighter Muna Mullins, kind of say some nice things about Buzzy. And then the consummate team player Buzzy Award went to Victoria Quagrello of Swampscott. Just her coach, soccer coach, Jamie Caponegro, had such good things to say. She was leading her team, scoring big goals, but also doing things off the field, encouraging her teammates. So she got the award. And and players of the year were announced as well. So, you know, Brian Vaughn got football. Dylan Riley got boys soccer all the way down the line. And it was very nice. Jared Nicholson, the mayor of Lynn, kicked things off, and Mark spoke, and I spoke, and it was a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. The Buzzy Barton Award, great idea, great concept coming up with that ultimate team player. And so there you go. And a nice selection, Brian Vaughn, who Jr., who is the Greater Boston League MVP, quarterback for Lynn Classical. And, of course, he overcame those that serious knee injury and so on that he incurred a couple of years ago. And it's remarkable that he's even playing to this, you know, today, to be quite honest with you. But a great story, and congrats to him. So nice award there.
Absolutely. He's a great player. And like you mentioned, he's gone through a lot of adversity with that knee injury a few Thanksgivings ago. He's since played in two Thanksgiving games and played well both times. So the GBL MVP and now the item player of the year.
Yeah, and I know I saw John Naske's name in there, one of his key receivers, if not the key receiver for him this season. And what a tandem those two were this season in throwing and catching for Classical High School. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, 6 wins, I believe, for Classical, right? So definitely wouldn't have been up there without those two. And I would put that quarterback-receiver duo up there in the best in the state. I really would. So, yeah, a good year for Classical, and I think it paid off last Thursday.
I know Mark Betancourt picked up your Coach of the Year for football out of Peabody High School. Any other notes on the Coaches of the Year or any selections that you want to share with us on that? That's always an interesting part of these All-Stars.
Absolutely. One that stuck out to me, which was great, was Brett Malaya, Lynn English Golf. He had a very young team. I mean, I think his three best players were a junior, but then 2 8th graders. So the fact that they were kind of able to get, I believe, an 8-2 record, and they made the tournament. So the future is very bright at Lynn English. And I thought just how you can get that young group to really buy in, to just helping each other out and performing game by game, day by day. That one really stuck out to me, Bill. Yeah.
All right. Well, here we are. We're now right into the winter season right away as well. And I know that you've seen a handful of teams so far this winter, and one of them, I guess, was Swampscott Hockey, and those guys are off to a very good start this year. So, congrats to them.
Yeah, they've got that three-headed monster. But something I like about Swampscott is they're not just doing it, you know, one player. You see that with teams sometimes in hockey, especially just because you have the ability to skate down and dangle your way down the ice and on a great individual effort. But Swampscott, they play team hockey. They're fast, but they're patient, and you can get beaten by the Big Blue in a few different ways. So I like watching Swampscott, and I've also seen a couple other teams. I don't want to ramble if we don't want to talk about them. But yeah, there's some good hockey teams.
No, we don't want to talk about them, Joey. No, go ahead. What are you talking about? Let's talk about them. Well, sure.
Yeah, I guess that's why we're here.
That's why we went to all this trouble to get you, Joey. Come on.
I got to say, St. Mary's girls hockey team is looking good, 3-0. They've got great goaltending, and I tell you, they have a freshman, Bella Freitas, and she scored a hat trick in her first game, and I think she had two last Saturday. So not a bad start. And then the Peabody boys basketball teams really impressed me. Anthony Forte scored 31 points Friday night. I mean, that's no easy feat to do in high school at any level, but, you know, especially high school where, you know, the games are a little shorter and usage rates are a little down. But Anthony Forte's really impressed me, and he got the item athlete of the week for scoring. I think in three games in a row it was 20-something points, then 31, then 17 yesterday against Class City rival Fenwick. So, yeah, I talked.
No, that's great. And the 31 points came against Beverly. Now, Beverly, you know, they know Anthony Forte, and I'm sure we're trying to defend him, and they play some pretty good defense over in Beverly. And I know it's not the same Beverly team that's been there the last couple of years, but still a very competitive team, I understand, this winter. But, yeah, so great achievement for Anthony Forte. And I did note, and you were noted as well, that he was your item player of the week this past week. So great great honor for him. And as you mentioned, they're off to a fantastic start. Well, Joey, anything else? How about these Patriots? What's your take on the Patriots? What do you take out of yesterday's game, and what's the future?
Well, it's not Sunday. I didn't think I had to talk about the Patriots on a Monday with how miserable they've been playing. But, you know, it's one of those things where I kind of try to put things into perspective, and I don't want to say that, you know, I'm Team Belichick. I really am. I'm grateful for everything he's given us, and I'd like to see him stay, but if he doesn't, I hope it's on his own terms or a smooth transition out with no bad blood. But, you know, they just don't have it. They don't have a strong, reliable quarterback, and that's the most important position, in football, maybe in sports. So you need that, and there's no foundation. There's no guy that you can rely on because the defense has been fine. I know 27 points against Kansas City is not great, but the defense has been actually very good the last 4 or 5 weeks. But the offense, when you don't have a reliable playmaker, it's hard. It's hard.
Well, I'll tell you, if you had the old Tom Brady Patriot teams and you gave up 27, you wouldn't care because you would have scored 35. You know what I'm saying? That's what those scores looked like, right, back then? And so you're right, giving up 27, and when your offense isn't holding the ball for all that long, isn't the worst thing in the world. You're right about the defense. I have mixed feelings. I think it's easy to criticize. It's so easy to criticize, and that's what's going on right now with the Belichick thing. But on the other hand, I just do think they've kind of messed up the whole quarterbacking situation, and they don't have a lot of talent. And I don't know whose fault that is, but, you know, whatever. Who knows?
That's a great point you mentioned about, you know, back in the Brady, Gronk, Edelman days, you know, if you let up 20-something points, you were going to win the game. And it was almost a disappointment when you didn't score on a drive. And now it's like, oh, you know, we scored. Wow, great. That doesn't happen often. So, yeah, it's very different. But like you said, hopefully things can – it's easy to say it's a disappointment because we're 3-11, 3-12. But I think it's more complex than that, and hopefully Bill can stay. I'd like to see him stay, but I'm biased. What can I say?
No, I get it. But, it's funny. That very first kickoff was so typical of what's happened to this team. The Patriots get it, have a nice return, but there's a holding call, and it all comes back, and that's it. You know, that's kind of the microcosm, if you will, of the game and how things have gone for the Patriots here in 2023. All right, Joe, anything else you want to share with us from the sports department of the Daily Item?
No, I mean, just tune in, itemlive.com and the paper every day but Sunday. We've got myself, Mark Aboyan, and Marie Tobin articles on the daily. And just a special shout-out to Joe Casey, who was our Item Sports intern, and his last day was Friday. It was funny. We went out to dinner, and then he covered a game Friday night because he wanted to. So thank you to him, and he's written a lot of great stories. So, it was great having him, and if he's listening, thank you.
Yeah, great. Yeah, great guy. And it must have been a great dinner, Joey. I mean, you know, to get him to go out and do a game right afterwards, unbelievable. Yeah.
I know. I was writing the roundup, so I was kind of just at the office, you know, low-key writing the roundup. He wanted to go to that Swampscott game, Swampscott basketball.
Oh, yeah. There's another team, yeah, that's doing some nice things. All right. Well, Joey, we'll let you go. But, again, thanks for joining us and sharing with us. And again, that All-Star pullout section from the Item was in last Wednesday's edition. And, of course, you can always go to it at itemlive.com. So, Joey, thanks so much for joining us again. Yep.
Oh, anytime, Bill. Thank you.
Joey Barrett, sports editor, Daily Item of Lynn here on MSO NewsSports.com.